TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. You are listening to Sports Radio 610, and The Drive is live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland off Broadway. Come on through. Hang out with us. The vibe is what it always is at BB's. It's right now. The food is off the charts. I feel like I'm in South Louisiana when I step inside the doors of BB's, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
The vibe. I appreciate the people. I appreciate the food, the drinks. It's all good. Come on through. We got some giveaways. To make it even a better, more entertaining little stop into BB's Tex Orleans. We got some Texans tickets. We got some gift cards. We even got oil change, which this weather's getting a little cooler. You might want to get that oil changed. We're going to hear from D'Amico Rines here shortly. Come on through to BB's. We got all the football that you could want on TV, and we got some big ones going on right now. The Bears are up on the Eagles 10-3. And is that in the fourth quarter?
In the third quarter. Third quarter.
In the third quarter, 10-3. Chicago is up on Philly. 3 points out of Philadelphia. That's not going to make A.J. Brown happy, y'all.
No, man. No.
You've also got Georgia Tech going on right now, which I don't know how much this game really means for Georgia, even though I know that it's not a conference game, so it still wouldn't change the traffic jam of one-loss teams at the top of the SEC.
Yeah, exactly. Georgia's going to be fine.
So I don't even know how they're gonna break up the tiebreaker if all those teams finish with one loss. But nonetheless, the 3-3 ball game, Georgia Tech. Georgia's 10-1. Georgia Tech is 9-2. You got a couple of other games that are going on right now as well. Get on up here and check them out. But we've got the Texans head coach. He spoke to the media today, fresh off the field and fresh off of the announcement that C.J. Stroud had cleared concussion protocol. Here is D'Amico Rines from NRG Stadium.
All right. So just to start, I'll let you guys know, Jalen and C.J. have both cleared the concussion protocol, so we're expecting both guys to participate on Sunday.
Having C.J. back and obviously, you said already he's your starter, but what does it do for the offense to have someone?
We got to go out and play efficiently with our offense, really, no matter who's at quarterback, right? CJ will be out there, but we just got to go all guys play together, all 11.
How excited was both of the players to know that they cleared concussion protocol?
It was just a process, so it wasn't over excitement. It's just making sure they cleared the process. And overall, as I stated before, just making sure both guys are as healthy as they can possibly be.
Having Will Anderson, I did practice yesterday, but back today.
Will is fine.
Coach, Jalen Petrie coming back. You're saying he's cleared as well, so
yes,
he'll be ready to go. Love his versatility with the defense. What does he kind of allow you to do? We talked all week about the chess match against Indy
and their own. Yeah, Jalen, he opens our playbook up, the full playbook. We can do a lot of different things with Jalen. everybody sees he's been a dynamic playmaker for us, right? Whether it's in the run game or passing game. I mean, the kid flies around. He plays with his hair on fire. I just love watching him play the game of football because he does it in such a relentless way. And he's going to be in position to make a ton of plays, right? We know offenses have to have awareness for JP and where he is at all times because he's that type of impact player for us.
What will CJ kind of bring back? Not bring back to help, but what does having CJ Stroud bring back overall for you guys?
Yeah, the same. I mean, we're happy to have CJ back. As I mentioned earlier, whoever's playing for us, whatever the position is, just asking everybody to go out, do their job to the best of their ability. Offense, play as efficiently as possible. Defense, play all, everybody playing together, swarming to the football. We do that with whoever's on the field, like we'll be in a good spot.
That is Houston Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans. I hate to say I called it, and I honestly did not see anything on Twitter, but the Petrie cut is going to be live, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt pretty good about the take of like, hey, man, Jalen Petrie is going to be important in this game and could be a big-time difference maker. Well, I mean, hell, DeMeco Ryans.
He opens up our playbook. The full playbook.
Dynamic playmaker.
A direct quote, yeah.
Plays with his hair on fire. Plays the game in such a relentless way. He's going to make plays for us. I mean,
that tracks, though, to be fair, right? We've seen that. I think that tracks into just in terms of the fact, and we talked about this even last year when they moved Jalen Petrie into this role, the fact that their nickel defense looks like a base defense. It's kind of a hybrid type of defense just because of how multiple he is of a player.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely tracks. I mean, And the thing is that when you've got – defensively, they've got an embarrassment of riches. I mean, they really do. I mean, they're so good defensively that you can afford to have a couple of guys miss a couple of games if it's the right games, and you really don't feel it on the stat sheet. You really don't feel it in the box score. Offensively is a different story, but defensively they've got that luxury. They've got so many good players – and they're coached so well, and they're so good as an 11-man unit that you almost don't feel when one or two of those really good players is out until you go up against an offense that knows how to identify a duck, if you will,
right,
and go after that guy. They got a play caller that can do it. They got a coach, a quarterback that understands. They got the supporting cast, the pass catchers that understand it. Then all of a sudden, you get a guy out there that's. The duck, and all of a sudden Steichens and Daniel Jones and them are taking shots at him. It just – you eliminate all of that when you get, your full arrangement of players, and getting Petrie back is just huge. It was good to hear DeMeco mention that. The other thing there that I think is noteworthy in a big, big way is clearly there's no concern for Will Anderson.
No. Yeah. He didn't even seem to have much patience for the question.
Well, I don't know if that was Aaron or if that was the actual question.
But yes. Or both.
But yeah, like the Will Anderson, because I mean, I'll be honest with you, when I saw it again today and it's a chest and it happened on Wednesday or whatever, however there's a dash on Wednesday, Thursday, didn't practice, Friday limited or whatever it was, that's a concern. So to hear the head coach say Will Anderson is fine, he'll be back, that was really good to hear. And I'm going to tell you, man, I can't help but also hear, and I think it's a side of the ball thing, but I can't help but hear a real difference. Like if I'm a head coach, I'm probably going to be a little more excited about getting CJ Stroud back than I am Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
And I love Jalen Petrie, and Jalen Petrie's a big time player now. But I get my starting quarterback back, especially the way this team is set up. Hey, man, I feel like I can make me a little run here and get in these playoffs.
Did he not talk like he basically just wanted C.J. Stroud to go out there, man, and play similar to how Davis Mills did? He basically, go out there and be efficient. Go out there and just don't lose us the game.
Hey, man.
Similar to the way that our backup quarterback, or the way that we would expect our backup quarterback not to do.
Whoever's playing quarterback, we just need to go out
whoever
there.
Whoever it is. If it's me, you, or the other dude.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore that part of it. They just got to go out and play efficiently. All guys got to play together. Almost straining to not boost CJ But then, boy, Jalen Petrie, boy, them eyes light up, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, because I was talking the opposite. I said, hey, man, let's do a go route to Nico Collins on the first play of the game for old time's sake. Like, I'm wanting to put him on the table.
Yeah.
And D'Amico's talking about, no, I'll just go out there and be efficient. Let's handle business like a backup quarterback would do. Yeah. This CJ Stroud we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man, that's interesting. B. Scott, let's sink our teeth into what we saw yesterday, man. I don't have the history of the Thanksgiving Day lineups of what Thanksgiving Day football has looked like. I know in my memory serves me well. There's a lot of Lions. There's a lot of Cowboys.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's kind of spewed around a lot of Minnesota back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on Cowboys then at the time Redskins going at it on that. I mean, that's how I remember Thanksgiving as a kid.
Well, I remember getting cut in Dallas and Jerry going, man, going home, man, enjoy your Thanksgiving. I'm going to bring you back and you'll be fine, you know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, hell, I ain't ever going back. So I came home and spent that old Thanksgiving holiday acting a fool, boy. You know, just, and sure enough, boy, said Monday morning, Jerry called. Hey, man, come on back to Dallas. Man, we're going to put you back on. Okay, I'm coming. I'll be back. I thought I was done. It was that game. It was the game that Randy Moss caught three touchdowns or whatever, had the career day and all that everybody talks about. Obviously, this time of year, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But there were some good games yesterday, man. Some monster games, probably better than expected, man. Green Bay goes to Detroit and wins 31-24. I think Green Bay may be the scariest inconsistent team in the league. I mean, because if they play like they played yesterday on both sides of the ball, really with Micah Parsons on that defense now, they're a problem. But boy, Jordan Love was lights out yesterday. I mean, he looked like the best damn quarterback in the league yesterday. And Jared Goff struggled mightily. And I wonder right now with Jared Goff struggling with the play caller situation with Ben Johnson leaving now, Dan Campbell is taking the play calling duties from his O-line coach. Amon-Ra St. Brown got injured in that game. Now, they don't expect him to be out but a week or two at this point. But Detroit may be in trouble. By the way, that's who Dallas catches next. But yeah, Detroit looks like they may be in trouble, and Green Bay look like they may be spreading their wings a little bit.
Yeah, man, it's another example of just how quickly the league can change because Detroit looked like – you know, they were going to control that division for however long, and now we're talking about this. We're looking at this game right now. The Bears, a surprise of the season, to taking care of business right now against the Eagles. And as you mentioned, man, the Packers are such a difficult team to figure out because the defense is ferocious, especially with the Micah Parsons addition. Like, that's a legitimate defense. But the fluctuation and different possibilities that you can get from Jordan Love at times where he looks – just completely out of it. But when he's on and when he's right, I can remember last year when the Texans were about to face the Packers, and they'd already handled business against the Buffalo Bills, and D'Amico Ryans called Jordan Love the best quarterback that they will have faced at that point in the year. Now, mind you, they had played against Josh Allen. And so, I've never forgotten that. That was almost essentially him saying that he thinks Jordan Love is better than Josh Allen. But that's how good he can be. He can be in that conversation, be that caliber of player. And then when he's not, that's when those inconsistencies that you're talking about come into play. But when he is right here, they're just as dangerous as anybody.
All right, that game right there was an NFC game. The other two games were both games that the Texans felt, that all of us here felt and should have felt and could end up benefiting from. And we're gonna highlight those in the next segment. I'm Clint Stern alongside Brandon Scott. We are live on location at BB's Tex Orleans. Come on through, hang out with us. We got to give away some more gift cards, some Texans tickets, and an oil change. So come on through, have some good food, have a couple good drinks, and watch this NFL action that's going on. And one of the bigger college games is rolling, Georgia Tech, right now as well. So we'll chop up those two games, B. Scott, as well as did this Bevo and Reveille drama. Did it take over y'all's Thanksgiving the way it did mine? I got to be honest with you. I look at my sister-in-law and my wife a little different right now. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.